Hey, it's Jen Thoden, and this is the podcast version of my popular YouTube channel, Your Color Style TV. Now, the video version has some useful and entertaining visuals, so if you want to check that out, go to yourcolorstyletv.com. Hey, it's Jen Thoden with yourcolorstyle.com, and in this video, we're going to do a deep dive into the Bright and Cool Color Fan. We're going to talk about what it is, how to use it, and most importantly, who should be using the Bright and Cool Color Fan. So let's first talk about the word bright. What does that mean? It means that the colors in this fan are of clear chroma, meaning that there's no grade or mutedness about these colors. They are pure in chroma, and then black is added to darken and white is to lighten. Okay, so for an example, on the left is a clear chroma blue, pure blue, and on the right is a muted softened blue. And so the colors in this color fan will be the clear chroma colors. Cool, because this color fan is for people with cool undertones. So when you look at the color fan, each strip has one color and it has a full range of color of that color from dark to light. In the middle here at the C, it's labeled with a C, this is the purest of the color and the brightest. And then black is added to darken and white is to lighten. So you have the full range of that one color on each page. You also have the neutrals. So in the back of the fan are five pages of the ideal neutrals for someone that has cool undertones. And also you have your lipstick colors for someone who is bright and cool. So there are actually five pages that I recommend in the color fan for your lipstick colors. And these are going to be your raspberry, your magentas, maybe even your blue purples, your true reds, and your pinks. Okay, and so you can refer to those for your lipstick colors. So who can use this color fan, the Bright and Cool color fan? Now, I'm going to show you a lot of different examples and photos of individuals who are considered bright and cool in all ranges from light to dark. And this will help you decide if this color fan is right for you. So first we have bright, cool, and light. And this is someone who is very fair, light hair, light eyes, and light skin. They have a brightness about them and they can wear the bright colors from the Bright and Cool color fan. And they have cool undertones. Another good example of someone who is bright, cool, and light is someone who is dominantly gray, probably has very bright silver hair and very light skin. Now, her eyes have a little bit of depth to them, and so she might be able to go into a little bit of a medium color, but I'd say she would look best in the bright, cool, and light. And so when I say light, what that means is when you look at the strip of colors, you would use up to the C in the strip. Because B and A may be too dark for you, okay? So you would wear from C through F as the range of colors on each strip of color. For this individual here who's dominantly gray, one of the reasons that I say light versus medium is because as the colors get darker, it has a tendency to maybe be too heavy on someone who is dominantly gray. She'll have to decide for herself what she feels most comfortable in. Then we have bright, cool, and medium. And this is someone who, again, has brightness about them, can wear the bright colors very well, has cool undertones, and their hair and eyebrows are about medium in darkness. When you look at the color strip, that individual can wear colors up to the B level on the strip. A still might be a little bit too dark for them, so they can wear B through F. And here's another good example of someone who is bright, cool, and medium. She's got that salt and pepper hair. She's not entirely light or dark. She's right there in the medium, and she's got a brightness about her and with cool undertones. So she can wear the bright, cool, and medium colors. And then we go into the deep. So then let's look at bright, cool, and deep. And this is someone, in this case, has very dark hair, very dark eyes and eyebrows. The skin color does not necessarily dictate that someone is deep, okay? It's really more about their hair, eyebrows, and eyes. So she's bright, cool, and deep, and that means that she can wear the full range of color on each strip. And so let me give you another couple examples of bright, cool, and deep. Here is someone that's also considered bright, cool, and deep. She has that dark, dark hair, even though her eyes are this bright, sparkly blue. And then this woman here is also considered bright, cool, and deep. She has cool undertones. She has very dark eyes and very dark hair. And she has that brightness about her again, so she can really wear those bright colors very well. And that is the Bright and Cool Color Fan. And you can get that at colorfans.com. If you like this content, please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And if you're still trying to figure out what colors look best on you, take the quiz that's out on yourcolorstyle.com. It's absolutely free and it will walk you through step by step to help you figure out what colors will look best on you.